Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
Welcome back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, having a great visit with our good friend Karen Kerrigan, president and founder of Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Ladies and gentlemen, I encourage you to go there to their website, check them out, contribute to their work, join their organization, become a member, and please support them, because Karen and her team, you'd be amazed at the things. Whenever, let me put it this way, you should sleep better as a small business owner knowing that Karen and her team are in Washington helping you, fighting for you. As I do, Karen, and I appreciate you very much for that. You know that. You've got a petition that you've been working on. Tell us about it.
Yeah, on our website, in fact, our newly designed website, we're very proud about it. We have embedded social media and done all the neat things that you do to need to operate a website in this current economy or this current marketplace. And so the I Proudly Built That petition, basically is a message from small business owners to federal elected officials and the candidates that look at everything is on the wrong track, and it goes a few things that we need to get the country back on track from a policy perspective. And, we've been collecting hundreds of signatures right now, and we're going to continue to, when you sign that, it'll push out, to your member of Congress, your House members, your senators, and to President Obama. And we're just going to continue to, deliver this message out on the campaign trail, the small business campaign trail, Jim, from now through November.
Right. And they can find the petition there on your website, can't they?
You can sign the petition on the website, sbecouncil.org, and actually a copy, of that goes to, when you hit it electronically, to your House member and senators, as well as President Obama.
Right. So check that out. Karen, this week, small business, as we joked earlier, is being mentioned everywhere. Almost every speaker is bringing it up, and you can talk about things that are really reform type of things there in the Republican convention that the small businesses, the small business concerns and issues will be completely embraced and accepted in the Republican at the Republican convention. How do you feel that those same ideas will be received at the Democrat convention?
Well, in terms of our messages, I think folks will politely listen. I do sense that there'll be a defensiveness, on the Democrat, and particularly, given the response and to what the Republicans have done to take this,
right.
You didn't build that message,
right?
And just really use that now as a central.
That
theme,
really
I think.
Ticked off a bunch of small business owners, and that kind. I mean, I guess what I'm saying is, and folks, I'm not trying to be partisan here, but you're not going to be able to talk about repealing Obamacare, which a lot of small business owners don't like. Most don't. The majority of the people we poll don't like it in our polls. And you're not going to be able to talk about that. You're not going to be able to talk about abolishing Dodd-Frank. How much do you think you'll even hear the term small business being said next week?
You know what, Jim? I think they will try to do it. I mean, you do have small business owners, according to the GAO, 180,000 of them who benefit from the tax credit. I mean, they'll have these small business owners on stage talking about how Obamacare has helped. So there is a slice of the small business community that has been, that benefits from the apportioned approach of Obama's policies in terms of being extremely targeted. And they'll find those, few targeted small business owners who in some way have benefited from a government program or benefiting from the tax credit. So I'm sure they'll put up a rousing defense, of their policies. But, the fact of the matter is, most small businesses throughout this country don't share the sentiment of the few,
right,
that they will highlight, I believe, and I haven't seen any of the agenda, but I do think they will have small business owners.
One of the things that's interesting is how many Republican governors have been on the stage talking about how they've balanced their budgets without raising taxes. I wonder if there'll be any corresponding Democrat governors next week who will be able to say the same thing. It'll be interesting to see that juxtaposition, won't it?
Oh, it will be. And, you know, I was really, I mean, I loved hearing the governor speak, from Nikki Haley to Governor Martinez last night.
It was good.
They're all just fantastic.
Karen, I got to wrap it up. She's been reporting to us from the Tampa area with the Republican convention. Karen, will you have time to come back and report on the Democrat convention next week to us?
Of course.
Could you come back? We'll work that out, okay?
You bet.
Thank you, Karen. You're the best. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, the founder of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org. Go there and check out their petition. It's very important. I'm Jim Blasingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.